today's very auspicious day. I think all has stopped in Hindi. I must speak in English something. So today is very auspicious day. The Virahotsav of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, English pranam mantra, it has been written. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaur Shakti Sarupaya Rupam Gaparayate. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. Bhakti ke dvara, prem seva ke dvara, by love and affection, by prem, who can please Radha and Krishna and serve them? He is called Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is Sachidananda, like Krishna and Srimati Radhika Sachidananda. They are also Sachidananda Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Actually, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Srila Gadadhar Pandit, that is Srimati Radhika. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is manifestation of Srimati Radhika. In other hand, he is Kamal Manjari. What is the meaning of Kamal Manjari? Srimati Radhika always takes Lila Pushpa, Lila Kamal. Kamal means lotus flower. By which sometimes she can chastise Krishna. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamal Manjari. The Kamal in the hands of, lotus in the hands of Srimati Radhika. And that move is Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is telling himself that I took birth in, I want to take birth in Barsana Gaon. And my father is brother of Srila Vishwabhanu. And my mother, friend of Kartika Devi. And my marriage has been done in Java. I live in Radha Kunda, serving all these Radha and Krishna conjugal there in Radha Kunda. His service is always what? Yogi Seva Kati, Tambul Seva. His color is Taritavarna, like very beautiful golden, like a thunderbolt. He has told 11 things which are essential to serve Radha Krishna Kanjuga. So 11, everything is there. He took birth in Bengal near Mayapur, his mother, in the house of his maternal uncle. And his education was in Calcutta. From one who was very brilliant. And when he was admitted in college, he used to give Sanskrit, English lectures in universities and in big hall of Calcutta, in missionary school and everywhere. All the missions, Christians, all and especially Rabindranath Tagore and his uncle, Raja Ramamohan Raya, were all impressed by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
उस समय
के थे. After that, he left his home like a beggar. He came to Odisha to his grandfather. Anywhere in the border of Odisha and Bengal, there his grandfather was headmaster in any school. He was there sometimes, and after that he left that place and went to Jagannath Puri. At once was so qualified that government of Odisha made him deputy magistrate there, and gave whole Puri
charge of
Puri temple, and he served for so many years. Once Ayyavadi wanted to give him a bribe of lakhs and lakhs rupees, that on the temple anywhere a deity of dog should be kept there.
Dog
ki murti wahan par lagai jaye. Is all our Brahma.
Puri
mandir ke upar ki ek dog jo kutta hai wo bhi Brahma hai, aur Jagannath ji bhi, unme koi antar nahi. Sarvam phalitam Brahma to prove this. But he denied, and he wanted to punish them. He did so many reforms in that temple, and he was one of the scholar in Puri temple. When he was there, he punished a
yogi.
Bishop Sen.
This is a maestro person.
He was a very bogus person. He used to tell that, I am Brahma, I am Krishna myself, I will do that. But he could not punish him. At the same time, he had a son, Srila Bhakti Dhan Saraswati Goswami Chadur Bimalananda. He took birth there. And when Rath Yatra festival was going, and child was very up, only 6 months or anything, Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on passing, and it was stopped there. Bhakti Vinod Thakur brought his son and took prasad of Jagannath, and prasadi mala was given in the neck of that child, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur named the boy Bimala Prasad
means
the grace of
Nirmala Devi.
Bimala,
potency of Jagannath.
She is potency of manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So Bimala here, Radhika, not that
Durga.
So
yog maya.
And after that, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati became of 12 years, he used to teach him everything, all Vaishnava Grantha, even Bhakti Rasami, Sindhu, Ujjalin, Mani, and all other things. So in this year he became very qualified and very learned in all Vaishnava theory. After that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur came to Bengal, and there in Krishnagar perhaps, also many places he was there. At that time he wanted to discover the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took so many books. Also he brought map from London, Indian library. And he went to government everywhere and sucked the maps and everything. And then he called Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in Mayapur, and he saw a light flashing light in Mayapur in the night. And when he went there, he saw that there is a forest of only Tulasi Devi. He asked them, "What is the name of this place?" They told them, "It is Mayapur." And then, why this forest of Vrinda Devi is here? Everywhere cultivation of everything is there. Why it is there? They told that we want to take up all the Tulsi plants, cut, but again it becomes more and more. So we cannot do. Then he decided that this is not good, this is Mayapur. It has come from Mayapur. And next day he saw light there. And he called Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And so many learned persons of Bengal. And they went there, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, being in the age of 135, 44, and he began to
dance
and jumping here and there, rolling there, telling that this is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya. So he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, some of devotees of Gaudiya Vaishnava, he used to not to chant loudly, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare." Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, it can be chanted, it can be remembered, it can be seen, it can loudly and more loudly it can be done. In mala, without mala, daytime, night time, without snan,
without taking shower,
or any way it can be done. So no harm. As we will do loudly and more loud and more loud, the prabhav,
Mahatma, influence
of Harinam is more and more.
Greater and greater.
So Gaur Naam, Gaur Kaam, Kaam means Bhakti, and birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he gave all these things. If Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not there, no this preaching movement in whole world was there. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami preached all his books, all his missions in whole world. So if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not there, then what books, so many books, hundreds of books, Srila Bhakti Vinod has written, it perhaps of no use if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not there. Now we are coming to his teachings. His teaching in a only one payar is this: Krishna Sansar Karo Chhari Anachar Jiva Daya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sarva Dharma Sarmi. Come to the essence of all teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this: Krishna Sansar Karo Chhari Anachar. Give up all bad association and namaparat, dhamaparat, sevaparat and offenses on earth, and do Krishna samsar. What is this samsar? Whatever you do, you should do for only the service of Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. This is called Krishna samsar. Manasa deha deha jo kichu mor arpinu tuha pade nanda kishor. This writing is of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So whatever you do, do everything for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna associates are Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Haryanachar, Jive Daya. What is the meaning of Jive Daya? Mercy to Jeev. You can change only any Jeev move towards Krishna from Vishaya. Then this will be greatest mercy to Jivas. If you are doing lakhs and lakhs hospitals, schools, colleges, so many things, you can multiply by 1,000 times or lakhs times. It will not be 100 parts of, if you are turning the mood of any jeev to Krishna. यदि आप संसारिक जीवों को, विषय जीवों को, की चित्त वृत्ति को संसार से हटा करके भगवान की तरफ में मुड़ दें, ये कोटि कोटि अस्पताल, कोटि कोटि पुण्य और कोटि कोटि स्कूल कॉलेज की अपेक्षा भी होगी। माता टेरेसा भी का निधन हुआ, आज विश्व के सभी राष्ट्र के मूर्ख जितने हैं वो सब एकत्र होकर के श्रद्धांजलि देने जा रहे हैं। हम कहेंगे तो हमको मारेंगे आज। If I am telling this truth, then all will come and try to murder me. If I am telling this, मूर्ख लोग नहीं समझते। एक वैष्णव यदि एक जीव को माया के संसार से भगवान की तरफ मोड़ दे तो कोटि गुण उसकी दया कोटि कोटि मादक तरसा से अधिक होती है। किंतु मुख्य जीवों को ये समझ में नहीं आती। जीवदया में किसको कहते हैं भगवान की सेवा का क्या फल है? फट दी फ्रूट ऑफ कृष्ण सर्विस एवरी लिटरेट पर्सन कैन नॉट इमेजिन। श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैज टोल्ड, यदि किसी एक जीव की चित्त वृत्ति को भगवान के तरफ में मोड़ दिया जाए तो जन्म जन्म में उसका कल्याण होगा और इन लोगों का फिर संसार में आएंगे। मदर टेरेसा विल हैव टू कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड। शी मे बी फिश, शी मे बी टाइगर, शी मे एनीथिंग और नो गारंटी बाई जीव सेवा एनी वन कैन बाई दिस एनी वन कैनट डू कैनट बी इन हेवन ऑल्सो है ना। कृष्ण भक्ति यदि नहीं करता है तो फिर
पंड सिस्टम धर्म समस्त
बंगला में माता पिता की सेवा इत्यादि करने पर भी
किसी संसारी छायावादी का
ना देवर सिंह चल देना
श्लोक कभी अभी बतला प्रणाशन धाम का शुष्क रूप से पालन करने पर भी
पाले यही जान हाँ उसके ना हिले पंडसेश
यदि एक आदमी जितना पुण्य कार्य है सब कर रहा है, माता पिता की भी सेवा करता है, स्त्री के प्रति भी ठीक है, पिता पुत्र के प्रति भी ठीक है, किंतु भगवान की सेवा यदि नहीं करता तो उसका सभी बेकार का है, उसको पाप ही लगेगा और उसके तरह तरह पे प्रमाण है। If anyone doing service to his father, mother, and he is actually following and observing Sanatana Dharma in four ways, but yet if he is not doing Krishna Bhakti, then everything is
gone,
and he will have to come in this world.
Dharma samasthita tum sam.
अरे भाई बांग्ला का पाया है।
सर्वधर्म सुस्पे पाले ये जन, जिसने उसकी राह ले पंडा से इस्लाम।
मैंने माता पिता इत्यादि की सेवा करने पर भी कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं करने से उसको नरक जाना जाना पड़ता है, ऐसा कोई तैयार है? हाँ, चारण वाष्ण में से यदि कृष्ण भजे में पड़ी मजे वेरी बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट चीज है। ये जगत में कौन समझेगा? कोई नहीं समझेगा। विशेष करके कलयुग में कोई नहीं समझेंगे, केवल वैष्णव लोग समझ सकते हैं।
उनकी क्रिश्चियनिटी में भगवान का रूप तो है ही नहीं, तो नहीं। कोई सेवा की उनके पास करने का सुयोग ही नहीं है, किसी भी सेवा मानेंगे वो।
आज हमारा भारतवर्ष के मूर्ख लोग भी, राष्ट्राधि नायक लोग भी इस चीज को नहीं समझ पाते हैं, वेदों की शास्त्रों की आदत पढ़ते तो है नहीं, गीता इत्यादि क्या समझेंगे। सर्वधर्मान प्रत्यज्यमान एकम शरणम व्रज अहम तम सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा सूचा, ये काम को ज्ञान है। गीता तो पढ़ते नहीं, अब ये सब चीजें संसार के उद्धार ले आ रहे हैं, क्रिश्चियनिटी का और उसका जूठा लेकर के इसको पालन। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का विचार यदि वो पालन करते, इफ दे वेर इन ए स्टेट टू ऑब्जर्व भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर प्रिंसिपल देन दे कैन हैव सर्वशक्ति रसाप्ति श्रीमद्भागवत गीता एंड एवरीथिंग इज देयर, एस्पेशली कृष्ण प्रेम। And this Krishna prem can only be achieved only by bhakti, what? Sadhan bhakti. And that sadhan bhakti is divided into two, vaidhi and
raganuga.
Who will do? Jivas. Who jiv conditioned soul? They are also of two kinds. They are
liberated
and
conditioned.
Liberated always serving Golok Vrindavan Vaikuntha, and conditioned soul from अनादिकाल,
अनलिमिटेड टाइम,
सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल,
दे आर सर्विंग हियर इन माया, कमिंग एंड गोइंग थ्रू होल हियर। इफ दे ऑब्जर्व कृष्ण भक्ति, दे विल वेरी इजिली कैन क्रॉस बर्थ एंड डेथ एंड एवरीथिंग एंड दे कैन गो टू गोलोक वृंदावन एंड सर्व इटर्नली देयर एंड दैट्स द विल बी। ही हैज आल्सो दन जैव धर्म चैतन्य शिक्षा मृत चैतन्य महाप्रभु शिक्षा सो मेनी बुक्स। इफ यू वांट टू रियलाइज ऑल दीज थिंग्स यू हैव टू गो थ्रू ऑल द बुक्स। नाउ टाइम इज ओवर, आई हैव टेकन सो मच। तो गौ प्रेमानंदे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय, तिरुभाव महोत्सव की जय, आविर्भाव आविर्भाव तिथि की जय, गौ प्रेमानंदे। कल खौ है तुम्हारा विश्वरूप खौ, खौ मीन्स यू हैव टू से